this is the final year, unless I miscounted, or is this it for you?
Yep, this is my fifth and final year, so, and I got PT school afterwards.
I was going to say, the basketball, you know, in college will stop, but you've still got more schooling on the way, don't you?
Yep, three more years.
But you knew that, and you're prepared for that, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the start of the season. It's been a good one so far for your team. I know, looking at all the box scores of games up to date so far so good. Not a bad start, is it?
No, we had a really good start, and right now there's no distinct winner in the KCAC, so we still got to fight and keep every game matters and just kind of take every game at a time and hope to get small wins.
Record-wise, 9-5 right now. Sure, maybe they'd like that record to be a little bit better, but you know, pretty satisfied with the challenges you've had, the tough teams. 9-5 is not too bad.
Yeah, we've been challenged quite a bit this year with different injuries, and then just taking all. We've been road warriors this year, so it's not really an excuse, but it kind of stinks going and driving 4 hours or longer to all the games. But
well, hopefully that'll kind of catch up with you. You got some more. I'm looking at your schedule right now. You've got hopefully some more home. Well, it's kind of up and down. It kind of two games home, one away, one game home, two games away. It's kind of that cycle, isn't it?
Yep. I think we have like 14 regular season games left. And I think I want to say 8 or so are home, and then the rest are all away, maybe. Or it could be the other way around. I can't remember.
Feel like your senior year, individually, scoring, defensively, things like that, it's gone pretty good for you.
Yep, it's all started to click my last year, which is great, especially after the season before, coming off an ACL surgery and getting my confidence back. I think this fifth year has really just been good, and just been going out there and soaking up every moment with all my friends and my teammates.
Coming off, I know, a tough loss the other night, but about yourself, you had 24 points in the game. That's pretty good there.
Yep, it was kind of a weird game, because the first half we looked at the post because they were face guarding me in the corner, so our four out worked really good, and then we just dumped off to our post. And then the second half they were doubling our post more, and so that kind of gave me more options coming off the drive and just stuff like that. And they weren't playing as tough a defense, I would have to say, but I think it was also because they were really tired from, this was their first game back from Christmas break, so I think just at the they're just wearing them down at the beginning. I was able to get the shots I needed to the second half. So.
And you've got pretty good surrounding cast. I know in that same night, the other night, yeah, the Vogel girl had, I think, 25. So you've got some other players that can really help you on the scoring load.
Yep, so she just came back off an injury. The Hastings game was her first game back. So it's going to be really good to have a good post presence. She would be our starting five. And so she is a really good finisher around the rim and just a good post presence down at the bottom. And also, Alyssa Heskamp has been playing well this season. It might not have showed in the stats, but for the point scoring, but if you look at her assists, all of her assists were to McKenna. So she's a really good passer and a really good defender and a really good scorer too. So she's also been having a great season on her senior season too.
I know right before New Year's, tough one at Hastings, and I read where they kind of held you without a 3-point goal, so apparently defensively Hastings may be one of the better teams you faced.
Yeah, the DPAC is a really physical conference, and we're just not used to that, and we just got to learn to play physical, and I think that's how they got the win over us. They just out-physicaled us right from the start, and honestly, our team, we don't really shoot three-pointers, so it wasn't really surprising that we didn't have any three-pointers, but yeah, they're just a really physical team, and we're just not used to that, so we need to continue to work with that in this season to get better with that in practice and stuff. So,
what do you think been your best game individually so far this year?
Oh, goodness. It would have have to probably be the Bethel game, even though we lost. It was an overtime game, and I just felt like my leadership was the best that I'd ever been throughout my season, and that kind of just kind of showed that I am a good leader and that I can lead this team where it needs to go. And I just think the leadership, I just remember coming out of a timeout and I was like, this is our game. Like, this is where championships are won. And I just was like hyping my team up. And I think that was probably a really big moment for me right there.
31 points. And of course, that was a game where you went over 1,500 points in your career. So, pretty good milestone there.
Yep. It was just a good game. They won on the last second shot. Well, and to get to that, we were down, I want to say six, and then I hit a three-point shot that was pretty chaotic, and then my point guard hit a corner shot in the last second of the game to tie it up to go to overtime. So, and then they, to win the game, they hit a last-second three-point shot to win the game. It was like 1.4 seconds left or something crazy like that, but it was a fun game.
You have had some battles, no question, to the first 14 games, and here in the new year, you've got some big ones coming up. You got one on Wednesday at Fringe. You got York at home at Bethany. So yeah, you've got some, I'm sure, some interesting contests, ones you're looking forward to coming up, don't you?
Yeah, Friends is a big game. They're always kind of a circle on our schedule just because they've been top of the conference every year. So it'll be nice to win over them if we can get it. So, and it will also help our conference standings if we can get a win over them too.
Conference, best team of the conference right now is?
Kansas Wesleyan. They haven't lost a game. And we were wire to wire with them on the first time we played them, and we'll see them again. Oh, I think I want to say in February back at our home. So
yeah, I was gonna say it's just
a rematch.
Yeah, just toward the end of January, like the 29th, they have them at your place and on a Wednesday, and I'm sure the crowd will be hopefully big and rocking for it to help you guys in that one, won't it?
Yeah, well, hopefully the Gleason Goonies will show out that night. We'll definitely need them.
The crowd's got a little nickname, huh?
Yeah, we have a little section that is called the Gleason Goonies, and that's like our student section. So it's pretty fun.
So this school, going to Sterling, has been outstanding. They've welcomed you with open arms and no regrets going to this school at all, has it?
Yeah, it's honestly been life-changing. Just how I've been able to grow as a person and grow in my faith, which has been the biggest part, and just kind of walking through life not knowing that I won't be alone with anything that I need to accomplish. So it's been great.
You had a chance to come home for a little bit of time, didn't you?
Yeah, for Christmas break, I think we had 13 days off, which was really nice. Got to relax, had some gym time with my sister, and we always have a tradition of watching Christmas movies and baking treats for our friends back at home, so that's what we did.
Cool, man. You're keeping an eye on little sister as she is going to be getting to high school here really, really, really soon, isn't she?
Yeah, she's an eighth grader this year, so next year will be her time in high school, which is crazy. It makes me feel old, but
that time you knew it was going to come for you pretty soon, for her pretty soon. And as you said, you're going to be graduating here, but it's on a little bit more schooling. But you're excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah. So when she is a junior, that will be the year that I graduate. So Hopefully, I'll be back my senior year. Well, her senior year, and I can watch her last year of high school, and then whatever she decides to do after that, I have no idea. She's a little bit different than me. I was more set in stone. I want to play college basketball. Like, I want to do this. I want to be a physical therapist, and she's just kind of the unknown, and that's okay. But I'm excited to see where life takes her.
So for her, your PT schooling, would that be right there in Sterling, or would you go someplace else for that?
Yep, so I'll go someplace else. This summer I had to go through a bunch of different applications through PTCast, and I got accepted into WSU, which is Wichita State, here in Wichita, and then I'm on the waiting list at UNMC, so I'll make my decision probably here pretty soon, figuring out where I'm going to go so I can work on housing and stuff like that. It just kind of depends on if UNMC contacts me or not, if I'm going to be accepted into there. But for sure, I got accepted into Wichita State. So I'm already enrolled and can basically just need a place to live.
Yeah, so some interesting choices, but hey, they're going to be good choices. Either place sounds like it's going to be a good fit for you.
Yep, either place is a really good program. So wherever I choose will be a good place to grow and get my education there. So,
and I'm sure that that's your future PT, but I'm sure you're gonna still, you know, I mean, you've been in agriculture all your life. You just can't let that go, can you?
No, thankfully my dad and my family still have the farm, so I'll go and help that anytime, any of my free time that I have. We're getting ready for calving season right now, so hopefully we don't have any calves dump out in the snow, but. Well, I know my dad's been out there checking them and stuff, so we'll start calving season here pretty soon. And I usually, after basketball season, I'll go back home and help them with any shots or anything like that we need to, for vaccination and anything like that we need to give to them. But
and hopefully it's not too hopefully it's not too terribly cold during that time as well.
No, because usually in April it's not too bad, but that's when I go back and help them a lot.